I request you to practice another prayer. I will pray the last line. Govindam adhikrutam tamaham bhajam. Please repeat that. Try to understand. Govindam adhikrutam tamaham
aham
aham bhajam
bhajam
govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. The meaning of this line is Govindam is Govinda Krishna and Govindam Adipurusham. Adipurusham means the original first. Govindam Adipurusham Tam and to you Bhajami, I offer my respectful obeisance. This is the meaning. Govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. Repeat.
Govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami.
Govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. Govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. Chintamani prakaratmasu kalpaveshalashapritesu suravira-vipalayantam lakshmi-sahasya-sata-samrama-tebhamanam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. Ribik. Govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. Vimam kanvantam aravinda dalayatasyam brahavatam samasitam buddha sundarangam tandatva koti kamaniya viseso sokham govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. Loudly, Govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. Govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. Alola chandra kala chadvana mala vanshi ratnanga dam pranaya keli kala vilasam shyamanti bhangalalitam niyata prakasam
గోవిందం ఆది పురుషం తమహం భజామి. గోవిందం ఆది పురుషం తమహం భజామి. గోవిందం ఆది పురుషం తమహం భజామి. అన్నాని యస్య సకలేంద్రియ వీప్తిమంతి పశ్యంతి పాంతి కలయంతి చిరం జగంతి. ఆనంద చిన్మయ సదూజ్జల విగ్రహస్య గోవిందమాది పురుషం తమహం భజామి. గోవిందమాది పురుషం తమహం భజామి. గోవిందం ఆది పురుషం తమహం భజామి. అద్వైతయాశ్రుతయనాదియనంతరూపం ఆద్యం పురాణ పురుషం నవజౌవనంచ వేదేషు దుర్లభయదు లవయాత్మభక్తౌ గోవిందం ఆది పురుషం తమహం భజామి. గోవిందమాది పురుషం తమహం భజామి. గోవిందం ఆది పురుషం తమహం భజామి.
బ్రహ్మ సంహిత జిల్లా వెరీ బ్రహ్మ సంహిత బుక్ సిస్టర్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ పర్పస్ కౌమారం ఆచరిత ప్రాంత ధర్మాన్ భాగవతాని దుర్లభం మానసం జన్మ తదపి అధ్రువం ఆర్తం. This verse we have been discussing for the last 3 days. So, Prahlad Maharaj's argument is that everyone is intelligent. If it is a rational, that is different. Because the science of Krishna consciousness or God consciousness is not meant for the rascal. It is meant for the intellectual person. Krishna Dev Haje Sevara Chagu. Unless one is very intelligent, he cannot be God conscious or Krishna conscious. Therefore, this word is used, prajna. Prajna means, pra means, ప్రకృష్టి రూపేణ స్పెసిఫికలీ ద్వా ద్వా మీన్స్ ఎ మ్యాన్ ఆఫ్ ఇంటెలెక్ట్. సో భాగవత్ ధర్మ
What is that Bhagavad Dharma that I have already explained? Again you can repeat. Bhagavad Dharma means to re-establish our lost relationship with God. This is Bhagavad. Therefore, in every section of human society, there is a test to re-establish our relationship with God. But at the present moment, there is systematic propaganda to forget whatever little relationship we have got. We do not understand what is the science of God, but still people know that there is something like God. So we are just trying, this is the symptom of this Kali Yuga. They will manufacture objects of worship, but not worship God. They will present so many false gods, but they will not worship the real God. One has to worship something, because it is my nature, I worship. Somebody worships God and somebody worships dog. Because I cannot remain without worshipping. Worshipping means loving. Without love there is no worship, there is no posture. So, Prahlad Maharaj says that this Bhagavad Dharma means to revive our lost relationship with God. We should know what is God. We should know what we are, living entities. We should know what is this material nature. We should know what is time. And we should know what are our real activities. What is to come forward? The sun, time is traveling, come forward. Yes. Sit comfortably. So Bhagavad Dharma means it is scientific knowledge. It is not sentiment. Religion without philosophical understanding is sentiment. And philosophy without understanding of God is mental sense. So we should not be both, neither sentimentalist nor dry mental space. There is a class of mental speculators. They write in columns of books, but there is no substance. And there are some religious fanatics, but they do not know, do not understand what is religion. So these two classes of men are now very prominent at the present moment. But Srimad Bhagavat or Bhagavad Gita, if anyone is intelligent, will know that it is combination of religious sentiment plus philosophy. To understand religion on the basis of philosophy and logic, not blind. This is called Bhagavata. So, Prahlad Maharaj recommends that from childhood this should be instructed. Because nobody is caring to teach the science of God from childhood. Therefore, the present population, godless foolish population, is the cause of all disturbance. In the Bhagavad Gita you find Varnashankar. Varnashankar means population, unwanted population. What is the use of this population? Simply for living? Bhagavad says, does the tree not leave? Tree also leaves. But a thousand of years. So do you mean to say living is very important thing? No. There are many trees that are living for thousands of years. So what is the value of living? If you say, oh, the tree lives, but it cannot be breathing. As the Bhagavad says, the bellow, it breathes very nicely. The bellow can breathe, but it cannot eat. The dogs and horses, they do not eat. There are so many questions and answers in the Bhagavad. Actually, population, important population means who are conversant with the science of God. That is important. Otherwise, what is the use of living? Shankaracharya lived for 32 years. And Lord Jesus Christ, I think he also lived similarly. Lord Chaitanya lived for 48 years. But their philosophy and God consciousness is so important that it's still living. Kalpanta sthayino guna. Janaka Pandit says, Ayusha khana vidhanti. Ayusha khana vidhanti. Ayusha means this duration of life. It can be finished at any moment. But kalpanta sthayino guna. But if you are a qualified man, then your quality will be remembered for many, many thousands of years. Therefore, leave for best quality, to acquire the best quality, God consciousness, for Krishna consciousness. So Prahlada Maharaj recommends to the world, society, that from the very beginning of childhood, this time should be taught. Why? Dullabhang manasam janma tadopi asubham asubham. Now, this human form of life is very important. Sri Swami comments on this. Kumarasthadini yahaiva manasa janma me dharmam. Now, question may be, why this birth of human life, it is so much stress? The answer is dullabham. Dullabham means the intelligence that you have got now in this form of birth. It is very rare. The intelligence, how it is there, how it is important. Now, here we are discussing about science of God, maybe very small number of men we are sitting. But we are all, because we are human beings, we are able to discuss. But we cannot call a cat or dog and sit down here and understand the science of God. That is not possible. So, except human body, in any other form of life, there is no possibility. You can become a tiger, or a lion, very powerful. It is useless life. Useless life. I had correspondence with one gentleman in England. He says, we want to be tigers. So I answered, what is the use of tiger? Tigers to become tigers, tiger is a very important animal. It is rather an enemy of the human society. So actually, the present society is producing tigers, or hogs, or dogs, or camels, like in the form of human body. the real human body, the intelligence should be utilized to understand God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Tadapi janma. Why somebody may say that let me enjoy this life, I shall try for Krishna consciousness or God consciousness next life, or after enjoying life in my youthhood, then we shall try. So, Prahlad Maharaj answers, no, don't remain confident that you shall live long, or remain confident that you are getting next life also human form of life. No. Adhruvam, there is no certainty. But if you begin Krishna consciousness in this life and try to achieve the result to some extent, even 1%, 2%, your life, next life is guaranteed a human form of life. It is such a nice thing. Because it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Sucinam Srimatanjehe Yoga Prasna Sanjayate. One who cannot fulfill the entire course of understanding the science of God, but because he has begun to understand it. Never mind, he has understood it 1%, 2%, 10%, not 10%. Unless one understands the science 10%, he does not get liberation. But even 1%, sarvamapi yasya dharmasya prayate mohato bhaya. And the Bhagavad Gita is fine, this chant, that even little percentage of God consciousness or Krishna consciousness is attempted, then you can be saved from the greatest danger. There are many instances in the Shastra, Ajami. It's simply you are most, sinful man. All through his life, he acted simply, sinfully. But at the end of his life, just at the point of death, he remembered Narayana. That also in connection with his youngest son. And because he uttered the name Narayana, he remembered Narayana. And simply by remembering Narayana, he was, I would say, liberated. So there are many instances. Kalpamapyasya dharmasya prayate mahato vaya. In the Srimad Bhagavat, Narada has instructed Vyasa, tapya sadhanam charanambujam hare bhajanna pakkota papetta tujari. Narada is instructing Vyasadeva, his disciple of Narada Muni. So, Vyasadeva was not very happy, even he wrote so many books, even Vedanta Sutra. He wrote Mahabharata, he wrote all the Puranas, and he wrote the philosophy Vedanta Sutra, and still he was feeling unhappy. So at that time, Narada Muni came and instructed him. He asked, why I am not feeling happy in spite of working so hard about writing all these different kinds of Vedic literature. Why I am not feeling happy? So Narada Muni instructed him, because you have not very elaborately discussed about the science of God. You have simply superficially given some moral instruction to the society, some social instruction, but some political instruction, Mahabharata, just like Mahabharata. We find first-class political discussion, first-class social economy, everything is there. But still there is Bhagavad Gita. The master has done, but still was not feeling. So at that time, Narad Muni instructed him that you simply describe about God, about Krishna. Then he wrote this Srimad Bhagavatam. In that connection, he says, Tatva sadharmam charanam mujam hari. Bhajanna pakkota patetta sojiti. Just like many students come to us. And they teach for some days, they can go out. Not very much, but I got experience. Some boys came, three, four boys, they are no longer retired. They have left us. Now, Narad Muni says, Tatva sadharmam. Sadharma means everyone has got his specific duty. So Narad Muni says, evening, of course, this specific duty is in reference to the system of Varna and Ashram. Just like somebody is Brahmin, executing the duties of Brahmin, somebody is executing the duty of a Kshatriya, somebody is executing the duty of a Vaishya, or a Sudra, or a Brahmachari, or a Sannyasi, Bhanaprastha. There are eight divisions. So Narad Muni says that if one gives up his occupational duty, specific duty, either as a Brahmachari or Sannyasi or Grihastha or Brahman or Kshatriya, he gives up. Why he gives up? Tatva sadharmam charanam mujam hare. By sentiment or by association, he becomes encouraged that I shall say to Krishna Pāda, I shall give up. So, Narad Muni says, oh, it is a very good thing. Even it is sentimental. Tatva sadharmam charanam mujam hare. And because one comes by sentiment to understand Krishna consciousness, he cannot see. So, bhajan na pakkota, that means bhajan, when the execution of devotional service is not complete, a pakka, immature. Tattva sadhammam saranamujam hare, bhajan apakka, patetva sojadi, or even falls down. That was a brahmacharya. He's supposed to follow the laws of service. But he could not. He falls down. There are so many rules and regulations. And from he began the execution of devotional service, but somewhere other Maya catches him and he falls down. So Narad Muni says, oh, there is no law for him. Tatra kuva avasya ut amusvati kuva apta sabaladan adharmata. He Narad Muni says that even if he falls down, he does not lose anything. But what does he gain if one is engaged in his occupational duty as a Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, this or that? If he sticks to his occupational duty and does not understand Krishna consciousness, what does he get? He does not get anything. Suppose if one follows the rules and regulations of a Brahmin, his next life he may get Brahmin birth or a very learned family, like that he can get. But that is not a very, good game. But Narad Muni says, if one has begun the occupational duty of Krishna consciousness, giving up all other occupation and duty, even if he falls down, that 1%, 2% remains as his asset, so that he will be able to begin from next time again Krishna consciousness. So, it is so nice that anyone falls down, it is not whatever he has done, whatever you have done, that is your permanent asset. Permanent asset, because it is spiritual. This Krishna consciousness movement is spiritual. The spirit soul is eternal, permanent. Similarly, any activity on the spiritual platform is eternal. It will never be lost. So there are many instructions like this, and Prahlad Maharaj is also stressing on that point that Dullabam Manasam Janma Tadati Adhrubam Akhavam. Although this human form of life is not very long, but you can get the very nice result out of Akhavam. Whereas Akhavam means profit. So, real profit is spiritual profit. That is real profit. Because that will never be lost. And material profit, suppose you become a PhD doctor, or Rockefeller, or Ford, or something like that, to gain so many materials. But as soon as his body is finished, everything is finished. You are no more Rockefeller, you are no more M.A. Suppose you get again a birth in a human family. So you have to again begin your education to come to the point of M.A. Or you have to begin your life to become again a Rockefeller. This Rockefeller state is left here. You have to begin again. I do not know whether you are going to be Rockefeller or some fellow. But at least it is certain that whatever material gain you acquire, that will be finished with this form. That is a fact. So you have to begin again. But if you pick up this Krishna consciousness, even 1%, that is never finished. It will give you just like a seed. A seed, if you sow on the earth and put little water, it will grow. It will grow. It will never be stopped. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Eirupe brahmanda bhamite kuno bhagavan ji guru prasna kripaya paya bhakti lata bij. Bij means seed. So, hundreds and thousands and millions of living entities are rotating in many places in the kingdom of God, both material and spiritual. There are so many planets, and each planet there are so many countries, towns, cities, like varieties of. So, the living entities circumambulate. Different kinds of species of life, different kinds of countries, places, planets. That is their material business. So, in this way, while traveling, if he meets by chance a devotee of God, Krishna, and if he gets that seed, Eirupe brahmanda bhamite kuno, that is obtained, fortunate. Eirupe brahmanda bhamite kuno, bhagavanji. Fortunate, this very word is used, fortunate. Nobody can capture the seed of God consciousness, or Krishna consciousness. And it is very, it is meant for the fortunate. Dollars may be fortunate, but devotees of Lord Krishna and God, they are trying to make others fortunate. They are approaching, canvassing. So if anybody is intelligent, he catches that. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Mali Haiya Taiji is Karayaropa. Now, suppose you have got the seed of Krishna consciousness. Now it is your duty to become a gardener. How? The Marihaya Seiji Karaya Rapam Savan Kirtan Jale Karaya Secha. Just like you sow a seed in your garden or in your house and put some little water daily and it grows gradually. Similarly, if we have captured the seed of Krishna consciousness, God consciousness, just pour water on it of this hearing and chant. Then it will wander back. It will never be lost. It will grow, grow, grow. And when it is fully grown, and the fruit is there, what is that fruit? That fruit is love of God. Then your life is successful. So it should be given from the childhood. That is the instruction of Prahlad Maharaj. Kaumara-vāsarit-prānta-dharmānu-bhāgatān-kha-dhūrlamāṅ-vāna-saṅgyan-mā-tadopi-abhubam-abhubam. This human life is also not permanent. But you can acquire a permanent thing. This is the opportunity. That we should be learned from the very beginning of your life. Now, next line he says, यथा हि पुरुषस्य विष्णुपादो पुरुषत्वम् जदेश सर्वभूतानां प्रिय आसे सरस्वती. वेरी इम्पोर्टेंट. वी आर सर्चिंग आफ्टर अ लवर एंड दैट इज द बॉयज आर सिंगिंग. व्हाट इज दैट सिंगिंग?
इट्स नॉट.
Better find somebody to love. Yeah. Better find out somebody to love. That is the problem. That is the problem of this life. Everyone is there. Now, after disappointment, they say that I have tried to find out somebody, girl or boy, to love. But I was, frustrated. Disappointed. Now, I find the God is the best friend. Yes, actually they say like that, so we find the God is the best friend. Is it not? Yes. Why? Everyone is searching after to love someone. That's a fact, because we are lovers. Our constitutional position is lovers. Prahlad Maharaj says that Vishnu, your loving object is Vishnu. So try to love Vishnu, then your life will be successful. You will feel satisfaction. Jayatma Sutra Siddhati. You will feel, I have got something. Now I have got this loving object. In another place, Prahlad Maharaj says, Nati Vidu Shastapati Ni Vishnu. They do not know that what is their actual loving object. That is Vishnu. And the Vedic mantra, Rig mantra, it is said, Tad Vishnam Paramam Padam Sadapashyanti Suraya. Those who are demigods, they are all a Suraya. Suraya means, just like, aliens and non-aliens. Then it's Suri and Asuri. Asura or Asura. Asura, Asura means demons. And Sura, just the opposite. Are aliens and non-aliens. So, the aliens is real meaning. The Sanskrit word aliens means progress. We have historical made a class of men. No. Alien civilization means his progress, advance. They're intelligent. They're self-complex. Therefore, their alien means progress. So, they know. Vedic mantra says that Tad Vishnum Paramam Padam. Paramam Padam is the highest perfection of life, is to understand Vishnu as God. Tad Vishnum Paramam Padam Sadapashyanti Suraya. In order to reach that goal, they are always looking after them. Just like in darkness, you are walking on the road, the sinosphere of the neighboring eyes. he see the star circling the ocean, the navigator, to look to the pole star at whose side they are going. Similarly, our aim should be always to Vishnu. Always to Vishnu. But unfortunately, we are not educated in that way. We are educated in different way. Therefore, there is disaster. The same example can be used. Do not know that the pole star, then you may be misdirected. Just like Palomar, he came to America. Or many, there are many navigators, it is pole star, then there will be misdirected. Similarly, our human form of life, the aim should be to understand Krishna or Vishnu. That should be the aim of life. Tadvistam paramam padam padapasyanti sila. So here also, the same thing, Vishnu padupa tattvana sadesa sarvahutanam priya. Sarvahutanam means all living entities. Priya. That is real, dear object. Sarvahutanam priya atmeshara svihit. He is the proprietor of myself. He is superstar. Just like I love this body. Why? Because I am the spirit self, or soul is within this body. Therefore, just like I love this apartment. Why? Because I live. Similarly, I love this body because I am spirit soul, I am living within this body, so I try to protect it. Real love is to myself. So naturally, if you love yourself, then this self is the part and parcel of the super self. Therefore, you love indirectly the super self. And Swit, and he is your actually intimate friend. Swit means who is always wishing your good. The Vedic information says that the Supreme Lord and Super Soul is sitting with you in the same tree. The individual soul and the Super Soul is sitting in the heart and the body is considered as tree. And he is seeing your my attitude. He is trying to get me back to God. So in whichever form of life I am transmigrated, he was also going with just like two bars. So he is acting as my friend. That is describing the Upanishad. The two birds are sitting on one tree in Sandita. One bird is eating the fruit of the tree and the other bird is simply witnessing. So, the bird which is eating the fruit of the tree, that means we are enjoying happiness or distress out of my own activities or this bodily activity. But the other bird or super soul, he is not affected with the activities of this bird. He is simply looking when this bird will turn to him. That is what he says. So sweet, this very word is sweet. So Ishara Sarvabhutanam Riddhesa Arjuna Tishtha. This is confirmed in the Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam and all Vedic teachings. So that Sri is simply looking to the opportunity when the other bird, instead of eating the fruit, looks to his friend. That's all. He is simply waiting for the opportunity. And he is sending his servant, he is coming himself in as incarnation, he is reading books like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bible, just to attract me, my dear friend, come this side, come this side. Sweet. And he asked me, and he is the provider of myself, because I am part and parcel of God. So Therefore, he is the Supreme. So he is just like you are part and parcel of your Father. Similarly, every one of us, we are part and parcel of the Supreme Father. That you do not find any good friend than your Father.